Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Cheryl Fasten on Blog Talk Radio coming to you from Favor Life. Thank you so much for joining me today and for hearing the process of there as we travel through it together and we see God's faithfulness as he takes us to the process of there in our lives, a place that we've never been, to do things that we've never thought we'd ever do, commanding a word over us and commanding that word to happen in our life, prosper in our life, and manifest in our life, that we could save many lives and many nations. Our process of there is a faith walk. It's not something that you can just stretch out or sketch out with life. It is something where God uses everyday life, everyday situations, everyday circumstances, and things that happen to make us into the people that he's called and commanded us to be. And as we walk by faith, believing his word, applying his word to our life, we see change, we see great deliverance, we see so much healing, and we see God prove himself and pour himself into us in a way that we could never, ever imagine as he stretches us to go into and possess the things that his word has already declared as ours, and we, in return, show and demonstrate the authority of God in our life as many lives are saved, delivered, and set free by us. So we thank God for today, and we've been looking at people in the Bible, ordinary folks that we read about and seeing them as we are, not some superhuman Christians, but those who are just normal, everyday, unlikely folks that God has chosen for his purpose and his plan. And he sets his glory on them as he delivers, sets them free, and gives them his righteous truth, and they walk it out by faith. So we've been walking through the still in the book of Genesis, and God is just really letting us see so many great, wonderful nuggets in the book of Genesis. And as we travel throughout the Bible, looking at different people in the Bible and seeing ourselves and gathering so much knowledge, understanding, information, and applying it to our life, we will overcome and win so many battles that some of us have lost or didn't even understand how to get through. But by walking through this and understanding that the process of there is not going to happen overnight, that it is a continual journey until God cracks the sky, we understand that we're going to win because the Word of God has already commanded us to win. And all we have to do is look at the end of the book. We have the victory, and we have it not just there when we see Jesus, but we have it right now, overcoming triumphant face right now in the land of the living. So we thank God for everything that he's doing. We have been looking and studying Genesis chapter 39 and chapter 41, and we've been looking at the life of Joseph, and we've been studying the part of Joseph's life where those who he served, when he was in a place of despair, bondage, when it looked like everything was hopeless, how he served and made someone else prosper. They prospered off of his anointing, off of his giftings, off of his talents. But God was with him, and he blessed the houses of everyone that he went in, or the place of everywhere that he went. And everyone who saw Joseph's life, they understood it was God that was with him. First house that he went to was Potiphar's house, and we see that everything in Potiphar's house prospered. The only thing that he had to do was eat 3 square meals. That's the only thing he worried about, what he was going to eat every single day, because every detail and every affair was left to the care of Joseph. And that lets you see that God had tremendously blessed and anointed Joseph to be able to handle wisely finances and the running of a household. From that household, we see that as God has blessed him and as he has done what was necessary for him to even allow those who did not even serve God to recognize that it was God Almighty who was with Joseph, even in this place of slavery and bondage, of this place of him being less than, and yet he was able to allow the anointing on him through God to bless and to prosper the man that had him in the care of his house. And when his time was up, even though it came through a lie, he had to shift to a greater place and a greater dimension. And that's what you have to understand, that when it looks like your giftings and your talents are being used and someone else is prospering over them, God is just setting you up for greater and greater. Look at the journey of Joseph. He went from Potiphar's house, and even though he was in prison, in the king's prison, he was over men, several men. So he went from a household to being over several men, and from there he's going to go and rule over a nation. So we see that God was promoting him even when it didn't look like it was in his favor and it wasn't working out for his good. And God was showing each one of these nations the word of God that was spoken to Abraham. Not only did God say, I'm going to bless you, he said, you will be a blessing. So Joseph was living out the word of God by being a blessing to people who did not know his God. And sometimes you might be on a job and they don't know your God and they don't like your God, and they might even be doing little things to make you quit or to get on your nerves or to put all this pressure on you, or even the boss who hardly ever does anything that is taking credit for your work. Don't even sweat that. Don't even allow that to get to you, because God is setting you up. He's trusting you in the midst of this trouble, in the midst of this pressure, to show his glory and to show him as faithful, because there's no way you can make something happen for someone else and God not allow that same thing to manifest and happen in a greater dimension, in a greater way in your life. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. So God's blessings on your life is going to make you rich in your spirit and in the natural. And riches is not necessarily thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in the bank. It is the ability to be at peace and have joy and have all of your needs and some of your desires and wants supplied, and there be an abundance of his love, of his joy in you, and of his word in you in such a great manifestation that the cares of life do not have you weighted down and pressured down, and you're living and walking in the healing and the wholeness of the Lord in your life. So it adds no sorrow. God's blessings add no sorrow, and we need to know and understand that promotion doesn't come from the north, from any other way but from the Lord. It comes from him. It doesn't come from the east, the south, or the west. It comes from him. And we thank God that it comes from him, because whatever blows in on that north wind is God's wind, and he's blowing in some things in your life that need to be established, that need to be to grow, to increase, but that wind also blows out anything that is not of God. So we see here that Joseph was in a place, but he kept his heart pure, and that is the key. You have got to keep your heart and your mind and your motives purified. And you've got to be telling the Lord and the Holy Spirit, purge me with hyssop. Don't allow anything to get in my heart, because it looks like the enemy or my enemies are winning. Don't allow anything to get in my heart that would make me miss the place of release and blessings. Don't allow anything to get in my heart that would cause me to build up walls that would keep the flow of God's goodness from coming and reaching me. You have to keep your heart pure. Joseph was not only able to forgive his brothers, but he was able to forgive Potiphar's wife and even Potiphar for putting him in jail in the king's prison, because he understood the dream that God gave him was greater than what was happening in his life. The dream that God gave him was greater than the things of injustice that it seemed like that was occurring, because God had something greater and more wonderful. He was establishing him in a kingly way, in a kingly rule, and he was making sure that that leadership that was coming down, because besides Pharaoh, Joseph was right there. He was next to him. Pharaoh was ahead of him, over him, but behind him was Joseph. So we understand that even in that, Joseph made Pharaoh richer. He made him look good. He made him prosperous. He made him to be a great king, and he wasn't trying to get any glory for himself. He understood the assignment was for him to save many lives, because something was going to happen and transpire, and it was the hand of God that was going to deliver his people. So he understood that while I'm here, here. Yeah, I'm doing a job, and I'm making Pharaoh look good and the kingdom look good, and I'm building up his treasury. But I understand my assignment here is to do the will of God, and God has given me authority to sit in a place where I should not sit and use that authority in a kingly manner to save lives, to bless the people that he said I'm going to use for my glory. So sometimes God will have you in a place where it looks like you're not being promoted, or you're not getting the recognition, or you're not moving in ministry the way you think, and you feel like you're being held back. Don't allow your flesh or your emotions to talk to you. That is a time that you must get back into your word, into the spirit, and press, and go back and grab the dream that God gave you and say, Lord, you gave me this. You said this was going to be in my life. This was going to manifest because this is your will. I didn't promise myself this. You promised me this, so I've got to be what you said. And on my appointed time will I wait for the change, the shift, to shift me right in there into that place that I need to be, and I wait on it with joy. I wait on it serving you. I wait on it looking expectantly unto you, not to man. I look to you because Joseph, as you saw, if you read in the Bible, you saw that he tried to depend on the prisoners that got out who had a dream, the cupbearer and they remember me. He kept saying, remember me. Make sure you tell Pharaoh about me. Tell him I've been put in here unjustly. And he wanted their help. But his help didn't come from man. It came from God. Because God knew exactly when the set time, the appointed time was, that he was going to be delivered and he was going to be in the proper place. God knows exactly when to open up the door, to shift you right in, because Joseph got up one day doing the same routine, and the dream of Pharaoh met his day. And when that dream met his day, change happened in his life immediately. He never went back to the king, to king's prison. He never went back. When they washed him up, when they changed his clothes, when they shaved him and brought him before Pharaoh, he never went back to that place. But this is the thing. He was diligent in all of his work ethics. He was diligent in all that he did. He was not angry and bitter and going around not doing his work and taking the easy way out, but he continued to build and enlarge his abilities so that he could go to sit in the place of leadership where he's running the country. He's running Egypt. But he could not just sit down and do nothing. He didn't say, I'm not going to use my time or my talents to bless this man. He went in from Potiphar's house into the prison and even with Pharaoh, and he did what he was supposed to. Do not waste your giftings and talent because you're allowing anger and foolish pride and even self-pity and all of these other things to come to your mind and your spirit and stop you from being the blessing like God said you are to be to other people and other nations. When you do this and you show them that God is your source by trusting his word and the dream that he gave you, then everything else that the enemy tries to do falls dead at your feet, has not the ability or the life to stop you from going in and possessing all that God says. But you have got to be diligent. You've got to do it with all your heart, because Joseph did not, and Potiphar's wife came after him because he said, I can't sin against my God or my master. His whole heart was, I want to please God. And the Lord says that we are supposed to do everything as unto him. So if you're doing your job, doing ministry, doing everything, using your gifting talents as unto the Lord, then he will reward you. He will open up a door no man can open, and he will do exceedingly abundantly far above what you ask. Imagine. God will make you prosper in the place that you're in. Don't look at the place that you're in as a place of stopping or holding or a place that God cannot reach you. It is the place that God has you in right now for your making, and it will work for your good. Let everything in your life be mixed together, be mixed as an ingredient to make you, to shape you for where you're going. So when you get to the event that's going to happen, you'll be well prepared, because the event that of your deliverance of where you're going is going to happen, but you must be prepared for that event. You must show up skillful in every area of your life. through the anointing, the authentic anointing of God, knowing that he has done it. I pray that you've been blessed by this broadcast. I pray that you're eating word. I pray that you will join me tomorrow on Favor Life as we go enjoy the process of there. God bless you.